there, or else when the gamma were just smoothed down, loy, it's not called the mum, because since it's in the inside, you can't see that, that's not called the mum shebegoloi. So you see, if the mum is not seen, it's not called the mum. So the question is why? So Mara says, yes, being a mum ra valeka. It has to be a mum ra, means it's disgusting like. And Rashi says, a mum ra is only called if it's begoloi, if it's open, you could see it, it's a manuvel, it doesn't look nice. But if the mum is hidden inside, that's not called a mum ra. For the Gemara, Yehochiv, so mumoy v'nami, then even a mum that could heal up again, that should also be a mum. Pasuk's marba or ribui, any mum. Alam etzan, how come we learned? For loy min or, that if you have a hole on the or, on the skin, the bottom skin, lobe of the ear, since there it's soft, will heal up again, it's not called a mum. The question is why? So, and the Marin says, mumoy v'svaru, that's a svaru, that hashta mifrak lemifrak kin alavei. Since the law is, if you have such a mum like that, by kachim, you can't be poidrit. It's not enough to make it into a psula amagdoshim. If so, mishra shkatim nulavei, for sure it's a swar that you can't shef. It's not mata the bechor, a mum that will heal up. Tatani will learn like this. The Pasuk says, v'yim kol behema tmeya shalayek rivenim v'mena korban Hashem. Any behema tmeya that you cannot bring for korban. So what is this Pasuk talking about? Bebali mumin. The Pasuk is talking about not that it's a real behema tmeya, it could be a kosher behema, but it had a mum on it, across the medaba. So how do you know that? Time you're telling me the bali mumim shenifto across the medaba, where you appointed the korban already, or you ain't maybe not that way. You have a behemah tameya mamish. Maybe the pasuk means like a pig, a behemah tameya mamish. You can't bring for korban. So says no. Kishwam, there's another pasuk that says v'im behemah tameya. That's another pasuk. Sarei behemah tameya. But that pasuk is talking about a behemah tameya. If so, Romani mekam. What do we do with the pasuk? I shall agree with Mimenu that Heviyoim, I'll tell you, Zeb Bali Mumim Shaniftu. There's talking about here, it was a Korbin, but it became a Bal Mum, and you were part, you redeemed it because of the Mum. Yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, Yiftu a Mum either, even a Mum that will heal up later, but maybe right now that it's a Mum, you could redeem the Korbin, the Kedusha goes off it. Talmudim, no, the Pasuk says, I shall agree with Mimenu Korbin Hashem. It's something you cannot bring it for Korbin anymore. Only a mum that makes the animal, you can never bring it for korban anymore. Such a behemoth, you're allowed to be poidrit. But yotzu, it goes out here, you just can't bring it for korban today because today it has a split. But el lamocha, but tomorrow you could bring it. It'll heal up by tomorrow. Tomorrow you can bring it for korban. So such a mum that you could be able to bring for korban tomorrow, even today you can't be poidrit. So I think Mar says a svara, if such a mum is not strong enough to make you be poidrit, for sure it's not strong enough by a bechor to be mati you to shecht it. And he boys him, if you want to another svara. Him came if so, pisech v'iver lomeli. What do I do with the pasuk that says clearly a mum has to be at least like a lame animal or a blind one? Those things do not heal up anymore. So gets we learn now from here, there has to be something, a mum that's kavua, that's not oiver, will not heal up, will not come back again. Now the Gemara says, it says in Mishnah Niftako, if there's a crack, is Afopish Shleichos, even though nothing is missing, a crack is a mum. Tana Rabbanan, Hasedik, if there's a crack, fear kosher, no matter how small it is, that makes a begam, that makes a mum. Could be the smallest, because a little crack eventually will make a bigger one, will tear completely. So you have a crack, like a split in the ear, or in the mouth, that makes it for mum. Even the smallest amount. Hapagima, pagima means, a begam means, that you have a hole there, and again a hole going through that, so there's no chosar, there's nothing missing, just a hole goes through there. So bein b'dei yodem, bein b'dei shemayim, whether it happened by itself was born that, whether it happened b'dei yodem is called a mum. So Machal de Gemara says mashmadem the sedek, if it just has a split there, then b'dei shemayim lo, if it was born with a split, that's not called a mum. The Gemara says no, the digger like this rather, el is sedek will begin both together. Whether it was a split there or a pegima, there was a hole there. Bein b'dei shemayim, bein b'dei yodam. Both of them is a pegam. The kama shir pegima, how much is the shir of a pegima? Again, a pegam is where there's a hole there that something is missing. Yeah, pegam means some meat is missing, a pegam is. So how much of a shir, how big does the hole have to be? Kadei shatach kabar tzipur, in a very small hole. Enough that if you put your nails going along there, your nail will get stuck there. That's how big the hole has to be. But since this hole has a chosar, the meat is missing there, therefore the matter has a very small hole, even though it's only small enough that your nail gets stuck there, that makes it into a mum. Now, Nikva, let's say there's a hole there, but not that any meat is missing. You just like take a needle and pierce the hole through there. No meat came out. Then the mitzvah has to be mavli kashina. It has to be the size, a little bit bigger than taka, but it has to be the size of a bean. Tana Rabbanan, kamo nekiva saizin, how much is the shear of a hole in the ear? Again, with no meat is missing. Mavli kashina, has to be the size of mavli kashina, the size of this bean. Rabbi Yosef, Yehudi Weiner, tichadosh, a little bigger shear. The chadosh is a lentil, that's how big the hole has to be. Now, v'yezi yevesha, what's called the dried ear? Shim tinok, if you make a hole there, v'yeinu moitzi tibas dam, no blood will come out. If you say that mishulam ayim, yevesha means kadesha tein nefreches. It means that what? It'll be very dry, much more dry, that it'll be brittle, it'll just crumple up. Now, Tony, we learn about this in the Braisa, kreivim devreyim liyoshovim, that these two, that one machlekes here, they come out very near one another, it's a very small difference between the two of them. Most of the devreyim demand, which machlekes do you mean? Let me want to tell me the time Rabbi Yosef ben Amishulim about how dried up the ear has to be. Two vikas, a very big difference, whether just you put a needle there and no blood comes out, or whether it's nefrechas, whether it crumbles up, is a big difference. Ela means this, Tanakam Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, that what? That the difference between a chadosha and a kashina is very small. A bean and a lentil are very alike. Therefore, there's a very small difference between the two. So Moraz Medayik from our Mishnah, what? Kadosha. The hole has to be the size of a kadoshin, but if the hole is smaller than a kadosha, since nothing is missing there, it's not called a mum. So my question, I have a question on this. Or a minute, I'll throw you a question. It says aloha matzeya, when you have this evid that says he wants to stay and work more than 6 years, so the mitzvah is nirtza, you have to pierce his ear. So matzeya, only yellow matzeya, only if you use a reel that's a needle, like a good tool to pierce the ear with. That's what it's made for, a matzeya, a piercer. But how do we know the rabbi tassul, like any instrument that you cut with? Via sira, via machli, with a needle, via mekadeach, tama puncher, via nichta, a metal pen, tamulay meblakachta, kol dover shenukach biyad. Anything that you could touch, move with your hands, and it can make a hole, you could use it to pierce the ear of an eved ivri. Did Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? This is the words of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe, and Rebbe says, no, matzeya, ma matzeya miyuchat shomatchis, it's a metal needle-like, apkol shomat, has to be apkol shomat, it's only a metal thing you could use to pierce the ear with. Now, Katani says, look in the same place, this, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe, named Rebbe, was a great person, Rashi says, that if you don't use a dashon like this, kishen roitzim, when you used to make ritzeya the ear of an eved, yishno ein roitzim ela b'milas, you used to use a very small needle, that's what they used to use. And Lachur, this goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shita, that you use anything, even a needle. And the milas is a very, very fine needle. That's what they used to use. So the kitzah, the hole that they used to make to pierce the ear, was a very, very small hole. Now, v'chomam v'chom say, ein eved ivri koyin nirtza. If the eved ivri is a koyin, then we're not allowed to make him a nirtza. We can't pierce his ear. Why? Because you're going to make the koyin into a balmum. That's not right. You'll pass him. You can't do the avoida later. So now it appears his ear. Now the question is why? V'im time of the milah saw you right. If you tell me now, with what did they pierce the ear? With a very thin needle. Is heich eved koyin nasa balmum? Why did it come about mum? So first of all, the question is, it grows back again. Horein reitz nela begoyva shalayvin. We only do it in the top of the ear. But still the question is though, if you hold that what only makes a mum, you know, with the size of the chadosha, it's less than the size of a chadosh, it's less than the size of a bean. So why does the kohen become possible to do the avoda? So Rav Chana bar Katina lakash, there's no stira, there's no big difference. Kan lishchot, kan lifso. That if you want to have a hefter mum on a bechor to say you're allowed to shecht it, it has to be bigger, the mum has to be like the size of a chadosh. But after we say you're possible to do the korban for the avoda, or you're possible to kohen not to do the avoda, that's even a smaller. So there are two different halachas. There's a mum that makes you puzzle, you can't do the avoida, and then there's a mum on a bechor that's mat, you teed it. So the mum to be matter has to be bigger than the mum to puzzle. So true, we don't want to make this koyin into a nirtza, because we'll make him puzzle to do the avoida, even though it's a very, very small hole. But for a bechor to be muta bachil, it has to be a bigger hole. Another one says, my kashino, what is this kashino? I'm Rav Shav Yehinda, this being called the Hinda. Boy mine Ravoshim Rafuna. Merafuna, Rabba. Yeah. Kashino hanichneses v'yotis. What does the Mishnah mean to say that the hole by the mum for Bechor, if it's just a hole without a chaser, has to be big enough that this kashino, this bean, could go through it? Does it mean like loosely? Hanichnes v'yotis. It means that a bean that goes back and forth smoothly doesn't get stuck here in that hole. Or kashino nedes. No, as long as it can just push its way through. But when you push it there, it'll stay there, it'll get stuck there. Maybe that's enough. When those have to be a little bit bigger, ha-nichnas v'yotis. Almost, it said back to him, Zula Shemati. I did not hear exactly this halacha about a mum on a bechor, how big the hole has to be. I didn't hear clearly. But k'yotis v'bo Shemati, a similar halacha I did hear. It's now going like this. Ha-shedra v'ha-gugolis shechosu. The halacha is, if you have the shedra, the whole backbone of a mace, or the whole skull of a mace, it has tumas oil. It's in the room. It's matam everything in the room. But what about shechos? What if a part of it is missing? Then it has no tumas oil. So shalom is kamer chesaron b'shedra v'lo yeh matam b'yoil. How much should be missing in the shedra in the backbone and it has no tumas oil? So it's machlokes b'sham yom shtei chulyos. You have to be missing two vertebrates. B'sulam eno chulyach. If it's only missing one vertebrate, it also makes it has no tumas oil. Ubugugoyos. When you have the skull, how much should be missing from the skull also to say it has no tumas oil? So b'sham yirmim kamola mekadeich. How much a needle you pierce a hole in it, how much of a hole, how big that would make it, that's how much has to be missing. B'sulaymim, no, a different shear. B'sh yinotum anachay v'yomis. How much of the skull, when a person's alive, you have to take out of his skull, and he'll die. A different shear than a mola mekadeich. Now, v'yosef, v'chidichid was sitting down. But mekuboyli had a shot like this. According to Mesilo, k'desh yinotum menachai, that you say, how much you take out of a chai will die, the kana, how much is that? Amar av tachlifa, barav dimi, yoch yamashmul kesela, the shear of a sela. If you take out the size of a coin, if you make that much of a hole in the skull, by your live person will die. So here you have the skull of a mace, if that much is missing, it's not matan b'yoyim. So it comes out, according to Beisil, the size is like a sela. According to Beishama, the size is kamolim mekadeach, how much this needle will pierce through. The Yitma, we learn like this. The Yitma Rasaf Ramra, Shemaitz, he said over to Shemaitz the Sam Alocha, Omalei, for our Shmuel Bayudu, Omar Masnisan Omalei. He said, no, it's a Masnisan, it's the Mishnah, or a Brisa, not just Amad Gemara. This is Nechel, the Simmons, remember this is Tony Rav, Ushmuel Rav Yehuda. Tani Rav, Simnecha, Tani Rav, Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Yeah, that he's the one that says all the Brises. So the Simnecha, you shouldn't make a mistake. Mi yom shemaita, mi yom masnisan. Tony Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel. Yascha mekayim mitzvah v'shat. The Rav Shmuel Yehuda, the lishna matitla l'abraisa. Magdech and lishra, which that shear is shu kapundi and shelotalki uchesela niros. It's like the size of a sela. And v'yesh.